The Burt Show.
All right, these are times where I have to remember that, look, I'm married. I'm not single. I don't need to impress anybody. I'm having sex with one person. It doesn't matter if you guys think I'm a wuss or not. Yeah, I don't know how to change a tire. I've never changed a tire before.
Never? Not even an attempt?
Well, I told you guys yesterday, I took like this class before I went to get my driver's license in California when I was like 16.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My parents thought it would be a good idea, which I think it is, to go and take a basic automobile maintenance class. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I did that for like 3 weeks, and they taught you how to like change a battery and change oil and change a tire. That was when I was 18. That was like 6 years ago, though. So I don't remember that so much anymore.
6 years ago. Well, this is certainly a case of gender pressure, because I do think, mm-hmm. depending on which gender you are, there's pressure to have done or to do certain things. And I think for a guy, any kind of car, anything.
Yes.
There's pressure for a guy to know everything there is to know about automobiles.
Look, this is what I know about automobiles. I know that the right pedal makes it go fast, and the left pedal will slow you down. And that's it.
Have you driven? You know how to drive a stick?
I do. Yeah, I drive
a
stick.
Okay, uh-huh. That's
yep,
good.
I
that's
do
good.
That.
That's good.
So Jen came in here yesterday, but she was a little late because she got a blowout.
Yeah, major blowout yesterday morning on 285 coming in.
And it just reminded me that I couldn't go and help her. Mm-hmm. I have never changed a tire before. Never. I think in theory it seems like it should be pretty easy. You take the jack out, put it on one side of the car, pump it up, lug nuts come off, right? Put the wheel back on. I've seen John in NASCAR a million
just
times.
Just like they do in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yes.
Easy
like that.
So these guys challenged me today to try to do it. So I'm ready to go. I'll do it, I guess.
You're going to try?
Yeah,
I just
don't know how great a radio it's going to be, but I'll try.
Are you going to read the manual as you go?
Yeah.
Are you going to try to do it from memory?
Anything that's available in your car, you can use.
Okay.
We're actually having your car right now towed to the second to right lane on 285. So you'll have to dodge traffic as well.
Which does add to like something. Like if you're in the middle of the highway and you have to change it, it's
scary.
A lot different than the parking lot that I have to go down.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I will give it a try. I mean, you guys can go ahead and do something else. I'll call you from while I'm down there trying.
Okay.
I have no idea where the jack is.
How long?
My competitive spirit came out yesterday and I thought maybe I should just take a look at the manual so I don't look like a total tool tomorrow. But I didn't, I promise.
And so how long do you think it's going to take you to do it?
Well, here's where I'm a little nervous. I told you guys that I busted one of my tires a couple of months ago, and I was lucky enough to be on Roswell Road at the time, so I just pulled it into the Shell station, and they changed it there. But dude was having a tough time, and he works there.
Oh.
So I'm not exactly sure.
Why was he having a hard time?
Is it newer?
It's a brand new car. It's a 370.
Now, with your little car, do you have to jack it up? Because I would imagine you just lift it up with one hand.
What about the wheel lock? You got that?
I have no idea. I don't have
what
no idea.
What are you doing,
is.
Jen?
Don't
Jennifer.
Give him any pointers.
Jen's
she's competitive.
She's trying to help him. She's been trying to help him since yesterday.
Why?
Don't even know anything about a wheel lock. I might go in there. Have no idea. Can't do it.
You got to get one of those.
Zero idea.
Oh, boy.
I do know, and I'm a little nervous about it because it's like it's a newer model and it's sophisticated. Like, mm-hmm. let me give you an example. This is a Nissan. And for me to open up my gas tank, I have to I didn't realize this at the time. I have to have the ignition key in my door to open up the gas tank.
Really? Okay.
Is that so people can't siphon gas out of your tank?
I guess so.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Where did you get that?
I looked it up in the manual because I was at Shell and I couldn't figure out how to open up the gas tank. So I went through the manual. You have to have it in the...
So you have to take your key out of the car, put it in the door, open the gas tank.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to throw Bert under the bus. I do think this is very educational for a lot of people because I really do think that there's a lot of people that don't know how to change a tire. You know what I mean?
It's humiliating. I mean, when Stacey, if we have something go wrong with the car, Stacey's underneath it. She's trying to check things out, my wife. And I'm on the sidelines just feeling like a real tool.
Can we?
So this is going to prove nothing to you guys because I already know I'm going to suck at this.
But at least what you learn, maybe that'll help other people say, oh, that's how you change a tire. You know what I mean?
Is that what you're doing to keep me motivated? To keep me?
This is not to throw you under the bus. I do think that this is what a predicament a lot of people are in.
Well, a lot of women probably. I don't know too many dudes that have never changed a tire.
That would not admit it.
Come on.
Admit it?
Right?
I had to do it like last year and it was probably been 10 years since I've done it. It took me like 90. There was a lot of cussing and cuts on my hand and grease like in my eye and on my butt and random places.
Because that is one conversation a woman can have. Like I could say, oh, I don't know how to change a tire. Help me change a tire. Mm-hmm. And it's not any kind of, you know.
There's no jokes made.
There's no jokes made or, you know, nobody's going to criticize me for that.
For some
reason,
Josh, over in his production studio, who just remains quiet and edits things all show, has written to me in all caps saying, the car will fall on Bert if he doesn't do it right.
Well, I'm not going to go underneath it. I'm going to be on the side of it. I'm not even getting on my knees. I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Are we giving him pointers or no?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Matt.
Jen slipping him in for
whatever
reason.
Jen's trying to.
I didn't mean to.
Hey, Matt.
What about the wheel lock,
Judy? Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. What year's your car, Bert?
It's 2010.
2010.
He gets a new car every year.
Every month.
Yep, he only drives this model year's car.
And when it gets dirty, then he turns it in the next week.
My payment is $42,000 every month because I turn over a car every month.
Wow, that's incredible. You do know that you probably got a special key to get off one lug nut off the beast wheel,
people,
right?
Stop.
I don't know anything about it, seriously.
He's got a manual.
Great.
I'll look in the manual, and it'll tell me where to go, and if I can find it, great. If I can't, I have zero idea where
any of
this is.
And just so you know, we look downstairs and see a hero truck in our parking garage. That doesn't count.
That's not fair.
All right, so I'll go down and do it now.
Jen's still on hold with AAA from yesterday morning, so maybe they'll pick up.
Still haven't picked up.
Here, Bird Show.